You're listening to the audio production of The Good Guy's Guide to Great Sex, Because Good Guys Make the Best Lovers, by Sheila Ray Gregoire and Keith Gregoire, M.D., published by Zondervan and read by the authors. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To Connor and David, two of the best guys we know, we're so grateful you're in our family. Part 1. Up Close and Personal. All About Sex. Chapter 1. What is great sex? When raccoons try to eat cotton candy, the result is both hilarious and sad, as a quick search on YouTube will show. Raccoons, by instinct, wash their food before they eat it. What happens when a raccoon gets a hold of cotton candy then? He dutifully submerges it, and it dissolves instantly, leaving the desperate animal frantically searching for his disappearing meal. The poor creature did exactly what he had been wired to do, and it turned out all wrong. Sometimes sex works that way, too. We treat sex as we've been programmed to, by our culture, by pornography, by our church, and that method of finding sexual fulfillment leaves us empty-handed. And often our unrealistic, selfish, or otherwise distorted views of sex mean we don't only approach sex the wrong way, we also miss the point of what great sex is. We want you to have great sex. We've been working for almost 20 years now to help couples achieve that, although we never dreamed when we first got married that's what we would be doing. One day, back in 2004, Sheila came to me and said, "Hey, honey, wouldn't it be great to stand in front of thousands of people and talk about the most intimate details of our marriage?" Well, at least that's what I heard. She had been on the phone that day with Family Life Canada, and they wanted to bring us on as speakers. At first, I wasn't enthusiastic about the idea. I mean, does anybody really want to be marriage speakers? But I knew this was important to Sheila. Her writing and speaking career was taking off, and she needed more opportunities for big events. So I learned how to fasten lapel mics and use PowerPoint and tell stories of my unrealistic expectations when we got married. Interestingly, at almost every conference, we ended up being the ones roped into doing the sex talk because nobody else wanted to do it. I'm a doctor, so I guess they all figured I'd be comfortable with it. And Sheila? Well, she can say ejaculation without batting an eye. So there we were, on stage in front of hundreds of couples, talking about sex. Soon, Sheila wrote even more books about sex. Her blog, Bare Marriage, now focuses almost entirely on sex. Last year, she and her blog team, including our oldest daughter, conducted the largest survey of Christian women's marital and sexual satisfaction that's ever been done. And they followed that with a men's survey that has formed the basis for this book. We've overcome sexual difficulties in our own marriage. We've spoken about that struggle. And Sheila's blogged and written about it, mostly to women. Now we think it's time to talk to the guys and let you in on the route to great sex, too. What's the definition of sex? If we're going to have great sex, we need to know what great sex means, as well as how to get there. This book is going to help with both. We will spend the first part looking at what great sex is and how our bodies are made to experience it. Then we'll spend the rest of the book talking about how to achieve it in our marriages and what to do when roadblocks pop up. Let's start with something basic. What is sex? That question may trigger flashbacks of the talk your parents clumsily gave you, but stay with us for a minute. When you hear "what is sex," you likely picture something specific, and chances are, if you had to answer out loud, you'd probably hem and haw and try to figure out how to describe a guy's penis entering his wife's vagina and then try to find a polite way to talk about ejaculation. Penis moving into vagina, a guy reaching climax, these are certainly part of great sex, but they are only a part. If you treat sex as though the only point is for you to reach climax through intercourse, then your chances of experiencing great sex are likely to disappear, like that cotton candy in water. And if we think that that is all great sex is, we are missing out on what God really meant for us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?